We are 1 week away from the state championship, and on this Thanksgiving weekend, there is so much to be thankful for, especially for the Nordonia Knights, as they are one step closer to their dream. After defeating the Mayfield Wildcats in tonight's high school game of the week, presented by PNC Bank, with a final score of 52-14. John, looking back at tonight's game, Nordonia came out and continued to play well, even as they were up. They ended up with a final score of 52-14, but how were they able to do that?
I tell you what, you look at their body work throughout the whole year. They run the spread very well. They're very effective in running the spread offense. And David Murray, they don't call him Air Murray for nothing. He had six total touchdowns tonight, five passing and one on the ground. And you can't go without seeing, talking about the Nordonia defense. Their defense came out. They held Mayfield to 14 points, and they shut them out the second half. And they'll advance next week to the finals. And congratulations to Coach Fox and his staff and the Nordonia Knights.
Both teams' first possession resulted in a three and out, but they quickly got back on their feet. The Wildcats of Mayfield were the first to get points on the board with a four-yard touchdown catch by Gage Bison. But the Knights answered right back with a 31-yard touchdown catch by Alex Alders from David Murray. Nordonia continued to dominate and scored on their next two possessions with a 46-yard touchdown run by Anthony Perrine and an 18-yard reception by Dylan Maben. Mayfield stayed in the game and was able to score one more time on a screen pass to Anthony Isabel, who ran it 56 yards for the touchdown. But the Knights team was fired up, and with less than 1 minute left in the first half, quarterback David Murray threw the ball to Chase Ryben for a 39-yard touchdown reception. The first half also showcased the Knights' defense with two huge sacks by Justice Alexander and a key interception by Tyler Solstice with 21 seconds left on the clock, stopping Mayfield from scoring, making it our first and 10 play of the game. Nordonia never let up after the first half. They came out, and on their first possession, quarterback David Murray ran a 52-yard touchdown. And they still weren't done working, as Denzel Ward had a 91-yard reception for a touchdown. And finally, they capped off the night with a field goal by Jimmy Ambrosia, solidifying their spot in the state championship game next week.
It feels great. We talked about it as a team, just wanting to get after Mayfield. It was pretty cool that it was a rivalry game, and it's personal with those guys. We were excited to beat them the way we did. And now after the game, you finally realize, holy cow, we're going to the state championship game. So I'm so pleased with this group of coaches and this group of players to continue to work hard and improve, and how they performed tonight was really special.
It can't even be put in words. I'm just so ecstatic right now. I'm loving it every moment, just loving it, being with my teammates. We all worked hard since the summer, all talking about this goal, and we're here right now. My team. I'm playing for my team, my town. I'm just doing it for everybody, my family. And them, they always focusing on the team. It's always not me. It's about the team, you know. I got help because we all cause pressure. It's just I got lucky on those ones.
Oh, I'm just happy that we did it with our team and stuff. And looking forward, we get to go down and play Columbus, which is really exciting. But we have another week ahead to work, and Cincinnati Style is a great team, and I'm looking forward to the challenge. So,
congratulations again to the Nordonia Knights on their 14-0 season currently, hoping to make it a 15-0 season next week at the state championship. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Browns Youth Football for all the updates next week on all the Northeastern Ohio teams playing in the state championship games. For John LaForce, I'm Elizabeth Menely. See you next time. Tune in Saturday morning for the Cleveland Browns High School Football Show presented by PNC Bank, a one-hour program that airs 7 a.m. on ESPN 850 WKNR. The Cleveland Browns are committed to making the game of football better and safer through Heads Up Football. Go to usafootball.com to learn how your school can incorporate Heads Up Football for your team.